This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, how are you doing?
Are you still
snicking mead, aren't you, from the Scoff and Croft show?
On the Superior show yesterday, our guests were fabulous farmer Charles Tassel, famous farmer.
Yep.
And he brought in these beautiful Kentish strawberries.
Of which you've eaten half a bucket.
I have partaken.
Yeah.
Great year for strawberries in Kent, because, of course, we've had this wonderful summer. And then we also had William Boscawen.
You got all excited about that, didn't you?
My very own Cornish man.
Yeah, you're what was he?
He came in pirate's boots.
He did. He was a bit of a pirate, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Bit of a boy from Cornwall. He's a bit of a... Who was that mush that you fancy? The Irish mush.
Oh, Poldark.
Yeah, Poldark, that's him.
Yeah. Actually, I've gone off him lately.
Have you?
I'm rather going into the doctor.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I was really...
What's your age, love? You know, you need a bit of medical assistance.
Doctor, and I've forgotten his name, Dr. Ennis.
The doctor on Poldark.
Yeah, Dr. Ennis.
Very nice.
I'm rather... No, this is Riftonet. Nettie, Annette Bunn, who's one of our regular guests, let's just say, wearing some very snazzy shoes. But what do you think about that? Because I was really into Aidan as Poldark, but now I'm finding him a bit earnest, and he sort of, the way he talks is getting on my nerves. He's a bit earnest, and I've got into Dr. Ennis. I think he's rather adorable.
I think we feel sorry for Dr. Ennis, though, don't we? Because his wife's not very nice.
She's not. She left him. She's always leaving him.
And she likes the dog.
Next week on a business Bunker show, we'll be doing.
Do you think that it's our sort of womanly, motherly instinct? We want to mother him. I want to not mother him.
No, let's not.
I know what you want to do with him, and it doesn't involve
I'd
mothering.
Like him to get his stethoscope out.
Anyway, enough of that.
Who might our guest be?
I don't know. I've completely forgotten after all of that.
Best Cornish accent. I'm also drinking mead, just to warn
absolutely,
you.
Yeah.
I'm on the third
and
glass.
She's on her third glass already.
Very pleasant.
We've got a great lineup of guests, and I want to talk about that in a moment. First of all, I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks from Operational Accounting Systems Limited, OASIS, and they provide a range of software solutions to help you with your processes and people management. So a huge thank you to OASIS. If you want to find out more about them, if you go to bizradio.co.uk website, there is a link to them and their website on the homepage. So do check them out, and a big thank you to them for sponsoring us. Today we have some fantastic guests. First up, we've got a recorded interview that I did yesterday with Matt and Andrew from Compare and Recycle, and they recently won an innovation award, and we've got a bit of an innovation theme going on in the first part of the show. So we're going to hear a recorded interview from Matthew and Andrew about quarter past one, and then we're going to talk to Duncan Summers from Syncbox. Duncan was part of a team that got investment on Dragon's Den for an innovative product that they developed.
I think that deserves a woo.
So we're going to talk to him about that, and we're also probably going to throw in a couple of mentions of some of the interesting stuff on his Twitter feed. But we'll come to that later. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk to Mr. Ryan Grist from Angle Studios.
Hello.
And we're really looking forward to that. And he's going to be joined for a bit of a rant, I think, today. There's a bit not with Ryan, but with Nettie from Rift Accounting. She's got a bit of a thing she wants to talk about. So we're going to be.
That often happens.
Yeah.
You're going to get it off your chest.
Onto everyone else's.
What better way?
Yeah, exactly.
What better way?
Yeah. So we're going to hear from all those folks in the next 2 hours, so do stay with us. But listen, if you want to talk to us on the show, you can, and you can do that in a number of ways. You can, in fact, call us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. We have already had quite a few tweets in, but do keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. Do feel free to tweet in while we're talking to our guests and doing what we're doing. So
Twitter is very, very busy.
It is, yeah. No, it's good. It was quiet last week when it was kind of like the first week of the summer holidays, really, wasn't it? You guys weren't here. That's very true, Ryan. Yeah,
you made
a big difference. You brought your fan clubs along.
Yeah, Katie, the girl that works in marketing for us, she was going like, she texted me last night, going crazy.
Yeah,
that's us, darling.
I've got a famous story about that. A few years ago, I had a chap on the show who was a marketing specialist, right? And on the Sunday before the show, he rang me up at home and he said, I'm really sorry about this, mate, but I thought I really need to tell you, your Twitter account's been hacked. And I went, why did you say that? And he's gone, well, it's gone mad. There's just thousands of tweets all about me being on the show. And I went, yeah, that's kind of how it works. He went, oh, I don't like that, mate. Can you stop it?
Well, I had a PR guy who was not allowed to, from very, very big business, who was not allowed to come on the Scoff Quaff show to talk about the brand because they thought, you know, that he shouldn't be talking about it. You know, it was just mad, you know, the powers that be. And he just said, I can't understand it, you know. But you didn't get that.
Do they know what PR stands for?
I know, exactly.
Yeah. Proofreading.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's not very good at proofreading, is he? Keeps gobbing off about our business.
Do you know, we've already had a tweet from young Alex Waterton.
Have we?
Yeah, who's a Microsoft specialist.
He is.
I've driven him mad sometimes. I bring him round to my house.
That is not unusual.
I bring him round to my house with a sort of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's very good at solving.
You have to watch Jules. She gets lots of problems, and then people don't get away. It's like young Billy, her Apple support guy. Billy Dean's been locked in her wardrobe for over a year now.
It's very handsome. Yeah.
He came round one day to fix something, and he never got away.
Have you noticed there's only ever men that she needs?
Oh, I know, it's weird that, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
He's even better than Paul Dr. Ennis.
Really?
Yeah, Billy Dean. Because he's useful. I don't think Dr. Ennis could fix my Apple Mac, could he?
Possibly not, but you could try.
He might be able to fix other things, but not...
Can we just get on with it?
Anyway, Alex Waterton says hello. He's listening in live. He's a Microsoft certified trainer. He's a presenter and speaker on Microsoft Office for Business and Productivity. And he's based in Gillingham.
He is indeed, and he's really good.
That's how I say
Gillingham. He's really good,
I say it like a train driver.
Yeah.
We are now in Gillingham.
I'm surprised you didn't give it Gillingham.
Yeah. And you can find him on f-keys.co.uk.
I just want to say about Alex, because Alex is really brilliant. He's a certified trainer in all things office, but the stuff he knows is unbelievable. The shortcuts and tricks and tips are worth it alone for that. I've worked in IT 48 years, okay? And he came round to my office and spent an hour sorting out my email account on Outlook. And he showed me stuff I never knew, which meant I started answering some of the 3,000 emails I had backed up. Because he just showed me really quick ways of doing stuff.
Did he show you how to delete your history?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was the first thing I asked him. Yeah. How do I get rid of this, Alex? So that no one can find it.
Well, I like him because he's called us greetings, young Jules and Paul.
Oh, there you go.
Although I think he just means young Jules and Paul.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Right, I want to tell you about a few things that are coming up on the Marsh.
First of all, have we said a sponsor?
Yes.
Well, tell me, because I forgot that.
Oasis.
Oh, yeah,
Operational Oasis, Accounting
Systems. I was thinking of the band.
Yeah. Now I know. Well, that's a Wonderwall, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh,
got that in.
Just roll with it.
the Marsh.
On the Marsh. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare to show, isn't it? We've got everybody on here. That's all.
He's been on the telly, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Duncan
has, yeah, he's famous. The Marsh Networking. Manana tomorrow, 8th of August, is the Cinqport Arms in New Romney, is the Marsh Networking over breakfast. And then on the 23rd of August at 7:45 at the Ship in Dymchurch is a Marsh Networking over breakfast. Sorry, the first one's over coffee. Over breakfast, where you get a full English breakfast. And then there's a Marsh After Hours Networking Business Forum on the 11th of September at 5 p.m. And that's also at the Ship in Dymchurch. You can find out all about these by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh-network. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh-network. You can find out all about the events that are coming up, and you can find the links to book your place on any of those events. So do check that out. What you got, Jules?
The Construction Expo. This is one I'm fascinated by. It's
you like
up.
A builder, don't you?
I do like a builder. Well, they're very useful, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for a balcony.
Yeah.
So Construction Expo Southeast is
Romeo, wherefore art now, Romeo?
Will be held. Yeah, for my new husband. Will be held in Sussex at the South of England Event Centre, which offers a more central and accessible location, providing Construction Expo with the opportunity to continue to expand to meet the needs of this fast-moving sector. So the next event, listener, will be on Thursday the 13th of September. And as I said, it's at the South of England Event Centre in Ardingly,
Hard in life.
That's hard in life.
And there.
there even.
Now, that is not me dropping an H. It's spelt with an A. A-R-D-I-N-G-L-Y. Harding Lye.
She argues all the time. It's hard in life.
Haywards, Heath.
Haywards. Haywards, darling. Haywards.
No, but if it's Ardingly, it should be Haywards, shouldn't it?
Yeah, you've got to be consistent.
See what I did there? 8:30 to 4:30, so builders' times, you know, early, and then they clear off, don't they?
Yeah.
Go down the pub. And then it's to book, you go to 3wsconstructionexpouk.co.uk. So there's a little sneaky UK in there before your .co.uk, so make sure you get that. constructionexpouk.co.uk.
And you want to get there early, because the breakfast keynote speech is young Kevin Bryan.
Is it?
Yeah, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we love him.
Kevin was the founder of Checker Trade.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing a chat about that. He's recently just sold Checker Trade.
And I would think there'd be vats of builder's tea there. They wouldn't have Earl Grey, would they?
No.
Be vats of two sugars.
Builder's tea, bacon butties.
Yeah. Two sugars.
Yeah.
Ketchup. White mugs. Yeah. Must be mugs.
Yeah. Big mugs.
Yeah. You don't want cups builders and sauces.
No.
They're keeping the bone china for special.
Just to see their faces.
Yeah.
And certainly no rooibos or anything green. No green tea. But there'd be biscuits, there'd be hobnobs.
Lots of biscuits.
So, yeah. You see, any minute now, Nicola Coppin's going to ring up, getting really upset, because she's the chair of Women in Construction, and she's not going to be liking this conversation.
She can have champagne.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She can, with a strawberry in.
Strawberries.
Would anybody like a strawberry? I'll pass it.
Right, well, while you're doing that, I'm going to read the first tweet, and we've got the second tweet, actually. We've got a tweet from Deborah Turner, U-Image Consult, on the Twitter. And Deborah says, there's a brilliant Women in Business event taking place at Eastwell Manor on the 6th of September. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Breakthrough Women, Breakthrough WIB is the Twitter handle for that. And if you want to book your place on the Women in Business event in September, if you go to eventbrite.co.uk/breakthrough, you can find out all about it, who the speakers are, what's going on, and book your places. That's Women in Business event, Eastwell Manor, on the 6th of September. Thank you, Deb, for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
We can speak to a guest.
No.
Are we going to read something?
Nope.
Are we going to listen to an interview?
You can keep guessing. We're going to do an interview I've already recorded.
Third guest, got it? Yeah. Tell me about
She was paying attention at the production meeting, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Did you go, Jules?
No, she wasn't here. It was just me.
I thought I was, seeing to my guests and their mead.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How are the strawberries, Duncan?
All right, yeah.
They're
nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
They are grown at Farmer Charles Tassel's lovely farm in Kent. Have you had one, Annette?
I've had two. Okay. I would honestly say I may like them more than he does.
I saw the pick your own sign, but I don't remember planting them.
But the guests, do you know what the guests are doing? They're putting their little green bits on the desk.
That's there is right.
Put them a little on the
Anyway, when you quite finished, can I play this interview?
Tell me about the interview.
Oh, thank you. No, that's nice. I've done it. I've forgotten now.
Was it you interviewing someone?
It was me interviewing Matthew and Andrew from Compare and Recycle.
Brilliant.
And they recently won an award for innovation for their new business. So let's hear what they had to say. Hey, this is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show. I'm here with Matt and Andrew from Compare and Recycle. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Good afternoon.
So, we have Matt on my left here and Andrew. Why don't you start off, Matt, by telling us a little bit about Compare and Recycle?
Yeah, so Compare and Recycle is a website where you can come and get a price for your old phone, and we show you various different offers that merchants in the industry will give you for your old hardware.
Fantastic. They, listeners, they've got a tray full of old phones and cameras and stuff here, and it looks like the desk of my office drawer, and they've got some right retro stuff in there, some very sought-after Nokia 3310 as well as it. Anyway, recently, Andrew, you guys won a Masonic Business Award.
Yeah, we was very lucky to be nominated and ended up winning the Maidstone Business Award for Innovation.
Absolutely. So the Innovation Award is a fantastic award to win. Any business award to win is great, but innovation is really cool, especially at this time. I think we're in a period in our business history where innovation is crucial, and there are so many new things and good things happening and so much potential. How do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty amazing. We've obviously got a very hard-working team here, and for us to win it is just fantastic. Yeah, really proud.
Fantastic. And so you should be. Yeah. And what you're doing is a really great thing because it ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't it? Tell us the thinking behind it, Andrew.
About the Innovation Awards?
Yeah.
It justified the hard work we've been putting in for the last couple of years with our price tracking, our dashboards, our merchant backends that's currently in development. We've been putting a lot of thought into how we can develop the site to be more useful to everyone that uses it. And to be recognised for that was a great honour.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, we're looking at your dashboard now, and it's running through lots of prices for different types of phones and handsets that you can get on the recycled market. What was the inspiration for starting the business, Matt?
Yeah, so basically I was, I won't give you the long story, but the short story is...
We're going to get you on the show later and you're going to tell us a long story, but go for the short story.
So the short story is my girlfriend at the time, she had an old phone to sell, and I think she spent about half an hour looking around for prices and whatnot, and I was out of work and I was, quite down on my luck really, so I sort of took a look at this and instantly thought, oh, I can really do something here. So spent the next 6 months developing out a website and here we are some years later.
Absolutely. Was that a skill you already had, web development?
Yeah, so I went to university, did a computer science degree, was very interested in web development and web technologies, and then sort of got a job in the industry, and then sort of learned, really cut my teeth on that, and then thought, well, I can kind of do this myself.
Absolutely, and what a job you made of it. Fantastic. And, Andrew, I believe you were the first employee, per se, from outside, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, it was really good to come in to this company with just Lee and Matt. It was quite an honour to be the third person in. Well,
First real one, yeah. Yeah, the other two were just starting the business. You actually had talent, mate. They brought you in.
Yeah. Came in. It was good timing all round, really. Came in, could see how much they loved the project and how much they wanted it to grow. It met my aspirations as well, and we've been able to grow from there.
Absolutely. It's great to be at the start of something, isn't it? Something that's going to be big. It's really good to say I was there right at the beginning.
Yeah, I can say that, idea. But, when I get feedback from the team, how they're, really happy and they've been in it from the start, it's,
So how many have you got in the team now, Matt?
So we're up to 7 full-time employees. Wow. We've got a couple of contractors that we use. We're actually looking for 2 new developers as well.
Okay.
So if there's anyone out there with some PHP and Python talent.
There you go. Cool. Maidstone, you're based in Maidstone, and there's actually quite a few what I call digital businesses and new types of businesses that are based in Maidstone. Have you any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on why that might be?
Well, I think sort of the Medway Towns, Maidstone is quite a sort of hotspot for tech.
Mm.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why.
It's interesting, isn't it? For some reason, I've never put my finger on why that is, but it's absolutely true. Loads of tech people actually live in Maidstone and the Maidstone area. Back in the day, because I'm really old, back in the day, the tech people used to work in London, and I guess because it's a good commuter place generated a lot of people that came down here. And I guess a lot of them had just hung around because they're still here, left their jobs in the smoke, and started businesses, I guess. Sound sensible? Yeah. I think so. So, listen, guys, where do you think you're going next? What's the growth plan here?
So, one area that we have sort of not necessarily ignored, but probably been too small to take advantage of at the moment is our the B2B side of the business. At the moment, we're very B2C focused.
Yep.
So, one of the things we're sort of launching and working on is the business intelligence tools that we can give for the industry, and that's not just for the recycling; that's for the phone industry as a whole.
Right.
So that's currently what we're working on, and that should be out launched within the next sort of few months.
Fantastic. Look, we wish you much success with that. Thank you for talking to us on the Business Bunker Show. Andrew, give us a shout for your website. and get it right.
It's compareandrecycle.co.uk.
That's compareandrecycle.co.uk. Guys, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to get you on the show later in the year to go into this in more detail, because we love what you're doing and we know you've got some great stories behind what you've got here and we want to hear those. But for the moment, Matt and Andrew of Compare and Recycle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Don't miss the Southeast Construction Expo, the premier CPD-accredited conference and exhibition. Hear from leading industry speakers. Find out about major projects. Free meet the buyer and lots more. Thursday, 13th of September 2018 at the South of England Event Centre with free parking. Visit www.constructionexpouk.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 7th of August. That was a recorded interview that we did yesterday with Matt and Andrew from Compare and Recycle. Fantastic business. Matthew's got some great stories, so he's going to be coming back on the show for a longer stint later in the year so that we can go into some more depth with that. But for the moment, thank you to them for that interview and for the stuff that they're doing.
Very interesting. Do you know when he's coming in again?
I haven't organised it yet, but it will be later on in the year.
Do you want me to organise it for you?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I will.
Anyway, we've still got tweets coming in. We've still got loads of emails and we've got another great innovative guest to talk to in a moment. I just want to read you this. Yes. Which is from the lovely Kim Stevens from Caring Kent. She said, it's Tuesday, so that means it's a big fat business bunker. Well, she's trying to say that. A big fat business bunker shout-out day. And she said, this is serious now. This is for everybody who has received their NHS bowel cancer screening kit. In the post, she says, reduce your risk of bowel cancer and remember to take the test today, please. And she's also put a link to the charity Bowel Cancer UK, which I know that Kim is very heavily involved with. So that's Bowel Cancer UK. So do listen to what she's saying and do what she says.
Yeah.
And give her a follow on the Twitter. Caring Kent is her Twitter handle.
Basically, don't ignore your health.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, who's listening in live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says you're a bit lively to start with.
Well, me or you?
No, you.
Oh, well,
I'm never lively.
I am lively. Mm. I've been swimming in the sea till 10 o'clock at night, every have night.
I know, I heard the whale reports.
Oh, that's just below the belt, isn't it, Tracy?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Tracy's an employability and career confidence coach, and she's also a qualified NLP practitioner. Mm. She's a progression mentor with the Prince's Trust, and she says that she's passionate that young people have a voice. Brilliant there.
And she's also very brilliant. I've seen her in action. I've seen her talking with young people and encouraging and inspiring them.
Yeah.
She's absolutely brilliant. I can't praise her enough for what she does to help young people realise their talents and to make the most of what they're doing and to get themselves work. Brilliant. You'll like this. You'll like this a
Will
lot.
I?
We've had a tweet from Tenterton Toilets.
Oh, good morning, Laura.
Yeah. And it says, have a great show, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. I'm currently listening in the Catalan area of France.
In the where?
Catalan area of France.
Catalan.
Yeah. It's glorious, she says, but I don't rate the toilets much.
Oh, well, they're probably little holes that she has to squat in.
Probably. And she's given us a nice little picture of the cocktail she's currently drinking whilst listening to the Business Bunker show.
Not on the toilet. The same
no, part. She's not on the toilet. She's on the beach.
Phew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you for that, Laura. Well, and enjoy your holiday.
Perhaps you could get the... she must be boiling. It must be boiling there.
Yeah. Well, my son Jamie and his wife and my grandson are currently in their new house in Bordeaux. And it's 4 degrees hotter there than it was here. It was over 40 yesterday.
Yeah. It is very hot. I know that my dog has just been like slumped in the coolest room. She doesn't even follow me anymore. She just stays in the coolest room. So
you've locked your dog in the fridge. Okay.
Oh, my husband, my new husband, went to Sainsbury's yesterday. Mm. You know, I don't approve of supermarkets, but he went.
I thought you were going to say you don't approve of your new husband.
No, I don't. But he went to a supermarket. I would rather shop indie and support local food people. Mm. But he said he was just hanging around in the freezer area.
Getting a nice waft of cold air.
Browsing. He was just browsing, you know.
To be honest, it's one of the nice things about being in this studio is because it is air conditioning. The rest of the year, everybody moans like mad and says, can we turn the air conditioning off because it's too cold?
There's a lot of hot air coming out at the minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Just need some waffles.
Yeah. And talking of which, let's introduce this young man.
Yes.
It's an absolute pleasure. You are compared to us, mate. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome on the Business Bunker for the very first time, Mr. Duncan Summers. Duncan, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Duncan runs a business called Syncbox, and a lot of you may well have heard of that. And when we start talking about it, you certainly will remember it. Why don't you kick off by telling us about Syncbox and how you got started and what it is all about?
Yeah, so probably about 5 years ago now, myself and my business partner Steve, Steve Noyes, run an AV installation company. So we're installing flat screen TVs, multi sound room systems.
I need you.
And the evolution of...
if you get anywhere near a wardrobe, run, mate. Otherwise, you won't see the light of day again.
Honestly, Duncan, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you see all the wires behind my telly and all that, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what you know, this is where the idea come from, because all these flat screen TVs, trying to get them stuck on the wall, really become a problem. So we started looking into the option of inventing a product that was that recessed all the cabling into the wall, which would allow you to mount a TV flat to the wall. There was nothing on the market, so we decided to get a patent attorney on board, get some registered designs made, get some prototypes made, and then from there it snowballed. We got a lot of interest from certain people within the industry that were keen to sell it.
So can I just ask you before you carry on with the story, because it's a fascinating story, but it kind of intrigues me, this whole process. When you saw the issue and saw the problem and you thought about designing a solution, was there a lot of different prototypes you experimented with, or did you get it fairly early on?
Yeah, no, there was a few. So we got the first prototype 3D printed, and then you take it to market, you take it to the industry, and you get as much feedback as you possibly can. You know, you ask people what their opinion is, whether they think it'd sell, whether they think it's a good idea, and then you get some really valuable feedback, you know, and you take it on board. Some's rubbish, some's really worthwhile, and so you take on board the good points and you tweak it. So I think we went down about three prototypes before we got it to to the final product, where we went to tooling, and that's a big thing because tooling's expensive.
Yeah,
hang on, what's tooling?
So the actual metal case that produces that you injection mold the plastic into the actual case which produces the product. You know, that's quite a few £1,000 to make that, and once you've made it, then you're kind of going down that road, you know. There's no way back, really. So we had to make sure that the product was absolutely spot on before we went to tooling, which was out in China.
And China had to be the cheapest and
we did a lot of digging and trying to find a really good product design company. So we probably went to about four or five different companies before we found the right fit for us. And luckily enough, this company had presence out in China, South China, where they were already producing other products, so it really helped that we could get a route to China, but with a UK-based company that had connections in China, so that cut down a lot of time for us, a lot of language barriers, and it gave us a lot of confidence as well to get it produced out there. So we got the tooling made, and then we got a couple of thousand produced pretty quickly. And then we got them shipped back to the UK, and within 6 to 8 months we'd sold them.
Wow.
So yeah, so it went really well. The sales really went quickly, and then it was apparent that we needed investment. We couldn't fund the business at that rate, largely because when you're buying in China, you've got to pay everything up front. Mm. The costs are quite large. You have to order in bulk to make it cost effective.
Is it shipped over?
Yeah, shipped over. So you've got probably 5 weeks manufacturing, 5 weeks at sea. So you've got 10 to 12 weeks before you see product, and you've had to shell out, you know, quite a few grand. Then when you start selling it, you've got customers that want 30 days, 60 days.
Mm.
And they're not buying in the thousands to start with. They're buying in the, you know, the 10s, 20s, and if you're lucky, 100. Yeah. So the return on that investment is very slow. It drip feeds through. So you're looking at 8 to 10 months before you even see any money back.
Yeah.
So it was at that point we decided to look for some investment. We tried crowdfunding. We tried looking at different angels, and had to put down a huge business plan, which took probably about 6 months of my life trying to hone it down. Taking it out to various distributors, and every conversation I had was, you should go on Dragon's Den, you know, this is a brilliant product, I'd love it, you know, I'd have one tomorrow. And we kind of didn't want to go down that road. We really just wanted to try and get some investment, but it was really tough. It was really tough.
And frustrating by the sound.
Yeah, it's frustrating because you do get approached by a lot of people saying, oh, we can help you. I can get you investors, I can get you angels, I can get you cash. And then the reality is that when you sit down and go through it, they want cash up front for it, or they want X amount for that. Mm. And the reality is that it wasn't...
Why wasn't it working for us?
We just couldn't get it. We needed cash.
Mm.
Then I actually went on the BBC website, and the closing deadline for Dragon's Den was 2 days away, I think. And obviously they wanted the business plan, they wanted the product information, they wanted to know everything about it. Luckily enough, we had all that because I'd spent 6 months putting the business plan together. So I just basically just submitted everything I'd had.
How long a process was that to get on to submitting?
I done it in a day, just uploaded all the business plan, and then I think that was around about October time, and then kind of forgot about it really. And then we got through to March, April time the following year, and out of the blue I got a phone call from the BBC. They said, we really like your product, we want to see you, can you come in for a screen test? So
he's very handsome, so he'd pass the screen test, wouldn't he?
I think so, but Dr. Ennis wasn't on, was he?
No, he wasn't on.
He wasn't available that week, so they got dunk. Yeah.
We don't.
Should have got me in there. But yeah, so we went in for a screen test, and that was it. They said we'll give us a couple of weeks to get back to you, and we'll let you know if you're going to be on the show. And they rang us back pretty much next day and said you're on next week or a week after. Gosh. So we had very little time to prepare.
And were both of you on, you and Steve?
Yeah, me and Steve were on there. Yeah. Went up to they filmed it up in Salford, Manchester. So we went up there, and it was a great experience.
So do you stay the night there
we went up there, you know, very early in the morning. I think we left at about 6 in the morning, and we end up getting home at 10 that night.
So it's a one-day shoot?
Did
the producers of the show give you advice before you went on?
Yeah, they're really good, actually. The BBC were really good. And this is why I can't understand when people go on that show and they don't know their numbers, or they don't know, you know, they don't know what the profit margins are.
And you can see it coming, can't you?
Or what profit is.
Or what anything is. I wonder half of them can even tie their shoelaces up. But we got up there, and the BBC were like, you know, don't ask for this much, because if anything over that amount, it becomes more of a calculated business decision, where if it's under a set amount, then it's a bit of a gamble. Mm. So they also discussed with us how much equity we was going to offer. Obviously, we didn't want to offer as much as we did, but we needed it to be an attractive offer because we needed the cash. And actually, you know, I'd rather have a percentage of a lot than a.
Well, the Dragon's really tough, aren't you?
This is Ryan talking.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, so we had with the Peter Jones, Nick from Moonpig, can't remember his name now, and Tuca. They were all pretty out pretty quick. They kind of didn't understand the product, and they didn't really understand the solution, and that kind of threw us a bit because we kind of expected them to get it.
Yeah.
And maybe Deborah and Sarah not understand it so much, but they both understood it really well. And yeah, we ended up having two offers from Sarah and Deborah.
Right.
Do you think it's because girls don't like untidiness?
I was just going to say, it's exactly what Jill said, wasn't it? Yeah, my bloody telly's got cables everywhere.
Well, I actually bought my new husband something to a tidy cabler thing, you know, not an expensive thing. And that was about 7 years ago. And
it's still in the box.
Well, he's lost it, a bit like the light.
My solar light you bought me from my birthday last year.
I bought a solar light last year for his Leo. He's a Leo. You can tell by the hair. And the mane. And I asked him sweetly, because his next birthday, you know, what he wanted. And I said, you know, the solar light. And he looked very sheepish. And he obviously...
I put it somewhere. I just can't remember where I put it.
He only needed a blooming nail.
He's got to wait for it to get dark till he can find it.
He's got to find where I put it. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So you appeared on the show, and Peter Jones and some of the others kind of didn't get a product at all.
No.
Deborah and Sarah did, and both made you an offer.
Yep.
What was the process you went through from there? You know, because that it must be hard, because presumably you've got some idea about what you want to give away and what you want to do and how much you want to raise.
Yeah.
And then you've got to make an instant decision on whatever they offer you.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And it's that's a really good point, because you know, it's a big thing. You're on national TV and you go to the back of the room and you've literally still got a minute to talk, and they don't exactly make you feel comfortable. When you say, "Do you mind if we just go and have a couple of minutes?" They sort of,
yeah,
you feel a bit of pressure.
That's what telly thrives on, doesn't it? It thrives on that whole like X Factor. They love all that, pressure, and which annoys me actually.
Yeah, there was a bit of pressure, but Deborah kind of sold it to us. She's got a similar product in the building industry, so she kind of sold it to us that she's got a lot of contacts. Mm. And it was a no-brainer for us to go with Deborah Meaden in the end, yeah. So, we went with Deborah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and when was it you appeared on the show?
3 years ago.
Right, so it's quite a while ago.
And can we still watch that show somewhere, do you know?
I think there's a clip of it on the BBC iPlayer website.
Okay.
But the whole episode's not on there. But I think they are slowly, gradually putting all the episodes on there.
Mm.
Okay.
Are they not prioritising yours?
I should do. We was the best.
So Deborah invested in your business 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still involved?
Yeah, she is. So since then, she's invested probably about another 100 grand.
Right, okay.
And that was something that the BBC were very good at sort of advising us with. And they said, and Deborah did as well, when we met after the show, she sort of said, look, if the business is going the way you say it is, then I'm always going to put more money in, because obviously it's headed in the right direction. It turns out that we have had further investment, and the business has really started to take off over the last maybe 12 months or so, because we've started to specify Syncbox as a standard product now for many of the UK developers.
Mm.
So the top housing developers are now specifying it as a standard product.
Wow.
So when they do a new build, they fit it out with Syncbox.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so where, you know, you go back a few years, if you're old enough to remember, you know, the old days, you'd have maybe a single socket and a single aerial point. And then,
hold on a minute. We're old enough to remember when we had the wireless.
Black and white, yeah.
We didn't have TV.
Black and white.
And I had a black and white TV. And do you know what? My mum used to share a party line telephone with the neighbours over the road.
Yeah.
So you would pick up the phone.
That's it.
And they'd be talking.
And they'd be talking. You'd have to put the phone down and wait.
Yeah.
That's how old Paul and I are.
Yeah.
So back in the day, they would just have, you know, a single socket and a single aerial point. And it's suddenly grown to these huge media plates where they just seem to slap in the middle of the wall, and it's just awful. It's just got every connection available.
Yeah.
And it's just a great big eyesore. So we take that problem away. It's all recessed. It's got a cover over it. It's all completely hidden. And so now what the developers do is they specify it as a standard product. So when the architect's plans come out, it doesn't matter who the contractor is. They get the plans out and they'll see that in the master living room there's a sink box, and in the master bedroom there's a sink box, and in the family room there's a sink box.
So when somebody moves, the next person just comes in and just plugs their stuff in and they're away.
Yeah, it's all just plug and play,
Amazing.
It's all plug and play. So you have an eye-level TV point now, so if you want to warm out your TV, you can. But then if you don't, it's got a lovely little slip cover that goes over the top, and you can put anything you like over it. And then we've got low-level media systems. And then from there, we've grown the product now, so it offers a speaker system as well, so you can do multi-room speaker systems and configure it all back to one sync box, and power systems, so double power sockets if you want double power sockets with a nice cover over it, and it just hides all the messiness and untidiness.
It is messy.
And so from there we've now started to develop what we call Sync Hub. And this is really quite exciting for myself and Steve, and this is Steve's brainchild. He's come up with the idea of a front-end system, and this is really going to take the industry by storm. There is nothing like it on the market at all, and it's for all your incoming services. So when you buy a property, you've got your BT, you've got your internet coming in, you've got your Sky, your Fibre, your Virgin, and at the moment it seems to be every single contractor just turns up on site, they find the cupboard under the stairs or a space on the wall, and they bolt their system on the wall, the cables run down the wall and it's a mess, and then the BT man comes in, he goes, oh, there's a space, and he slaps his box next to it, and it's a complete mess. So what we've done is we've pre-configured a box, it's all colour coded, it's literally plug and play, and this box just literally goes on the wall at one point, then all the contractors need to do now is just run their cables to one point and literally just plug it in. And it's got a little cover that goes over it, so you can't even see where the connections are.
I love it.
And we've literally got about 20 companies trying to pre-order.
Right.
But we're just at final prototype stage of that now, and that's really quite exciting. Mm. Because
and is that back in Hong Kong as well?
No, we're doing that over here. We manufacture. It's really quite a simple system, but it's technically it's difficult. But the actual box itself is quite a simple system. Like all things, the best things are simple. Mm. But yeah, so now what we'll have is the complete system. So we've got the front end system where all the incoming cables come into the property, and then from there the cables go out to sync box at the end. So we've got the complete system.
We all want one, don't we, Annette?
More to the point, it sounds very neat and tidy.
It does.
And
does it
have a way of making sure teenagers remain neat and tidy?
Well, I don't know about that, but we have been asked by primary schools because they don't want children to
trip over and touch.
Yeah, we'll start touching the cables, hospitals as well, because it's clean, because you can wipe over it. So we've been approached by everyone and anyone.
This tidiness issue is a big issue as well.
Yeah, it is,
I'm used to, back in the day, 1,000 years ago, when I worked in IT, you know, you cable buildings and stuff. And if you didn't keep it tidy, it soon became out of control
and a
complete mess. And my house is a bit like that. I've got an office at home and I've got loads of kit in there and there's cables everywhere. And it made me laugh when you were talking about BT, because they're my favourite pet hate. I tried to order a service from BT. They ran a coax cable over the roof of my house. They just threw the cable over the roof of the house and drilled a hole through the wall, stuck the cable in, then emailed me and said, oh, do you know what? We can't deliver the service. Just left the cable through a hole in the wall just hanging out. But one of the interesting things is, with all of that cabling, is that it can easily start to cause you problems. Yeah, because it's all just loosening a big thing. Yep. You move and you slightly pull something out. You haven't pulled it right out of the socket, but you've disengaged it and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I was finding that with my broadband. I have a WiMAX system and it kept dropping off, and I'm looking and looking, and I can't see anything. And eventually I picked the box up, and when I picked it up, it suddenly came back on, and I realised the cable was ever so slightly loose. And it's all back.
Yeah.
So I love it.
It's a big problem. It is a big problem. And like I say, we've now got Barclay Homes, Crest Nicholson, Redrow, so many independents as well that are now putting it in their plans, actually in their drawings.
But it's such a long road. Consumer as well, or is it to that?
We sell it online. So you can, if you go to our website, so it's www.sync, which is SYNC-box.com. And go to the buy now. You can configure your own sync box, so depending on what equipment you've got, so if you've got an Xbox or if you've got Virgin or if you've got
installation, how's the installation?
So the installation is exactly the same really as you'd install a standard media box. It's just ours is recessed, so all the connections, all the terminations are exactly the same way as you connect up any system. It's just exactly the same. It's just all we're doing is, it's really simple, really, is we're just taking it into the wall and covering it. So, yeah, all your power connections are exactly the same. Everything you wire up is exactly the same.
So then, Duncan, if something went wrong that was in that box, how would you access it?
I know it sounds daft, but it doesn't.
Nothing will go wrong?
It doesn't, think? No. They're terminated. Obviously, it needs to be done by a professional contractor. But once they're terminated, they are. If you do need to get to them, Syncbox is completely modular. So you can just get a screwdriver and pop them out. So if your configuration changes, or if you need something else, you can just pop them out and change it.
Brilliant.
So it's completely modular. So we're now in 20 countries worldwide. So we're down as far as Australia. We've got distribution in Australia.
Because they're very
South
neat
Africa.
In Australia.
Are they?
They are. They're really
yeah.
neat. Aww.
Yeah, and so yeah, so we've got distribution all around the world now. So yeah. And because it's modular, it's just literally the modules just clip in and clip out. So it's really.
Ryan.
Would you put that down to Dragon's Den that got you to where you are?
Without doubt, you need the investment. Yeah, any business needs investment if they want to grow. But it's it's hard work. It's not. You've been on the show and now you're
sailing
off into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like that. It isn't,
absolutely.
It's hard. The hard work starts.
Absolutely.
Once you've got your money. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. You know, the hard work starts
there.
Did
Deborah have much involvement in, or did she say?
We kind of meet with her once a quarter. She's got some contacts, but to be honest, she just lets us get on with it. We just get on with it, and we're the ones that have got.
Because you had the vision, you just needed the cash.
Yeah, we needed the cash, and actually the route to market has transpired that it wasn't what we set out to do. We thought route to market was going to be through B&Q and through Wix, but through distributors, through CEF, and through all these national distributors. But in actual fact, it's
gone through construction.
Yeah, it's gone through construction. So we've gone from the customer backwards rather than going to the distributor.
You've gone
B2B
rather than B2C.
We've done really well with the developers. They're the ones that are and loving it. They're loving it as well. Mm. Yeah.
So the Construction Expo, will you be there?
Yeah, there's a good chance we will be. Yeah, we do get invited to that.
I must say, we exhibited that show last year. It's a fantastic show. We exhibited that show last year, and it's fantastic for us.
Yeah.
For Angle Studios. So
it's funny, isn't it, how a construction show like that attracts lots of people to it that aren't anything to do with construction. But if you're selling to construction companies or anything like that, it's a great place to be. It is a great show. We're looking forward to it. The radio station's actually going to be there. We've got a pop-up radio station this year.
Brilliant.
Yeah. With a new product like this, a relatively new product, that's going to have a profound effect on the market in the long term, presumably, because you're going to have people that have bought a house that have got a sink box in it, and then in a couple of years they're going to move, and they're going to go, there's no sink box in this house. It's going to become a standard type of fitting, one assumes. That's the ultimate goal.
That's the goal, that is the goal. Funny enough, only a year in after the Den, we were made an offer by a large company, a £600 million company, offered to buy us.
Right.
But it was a cheeky offer, we decided to say thanks, but no thanks. But So we are becoming a little bit of a thorn in the side now too.
Is anybody trying to compete with you at the moment?
Not at the moment, not at the moment. And we've got, like I say, we've got registered designs. Yeah. I think we've got 4 registered designs. And we've patented the installation box. So we've got the world's only hybrid installation box. So it can go into dry line walls or brick walls, and there's not another product like it in the world, which is really quite unique.
Right.
So at the moment, we're kind of first to market.
Fantastic. Ooh. Right.
Good stuff.
It's brilliant stuff. All power to you, mate, and fantastically well done. However, I want to talk to you about this. Yeah, because I was looking at my Twitter feed the other night, and up popped Big Dunk.
Oh,
right?
God.
And I was in bed, so I didn't have the sound on my phone, but I could kind of tell what it was. Yeah. I think Duncan was doing the water challenge, you remember, from a while back.
It weren't me.
Yeah.
it's not me, but my personal Twitter feed is I've got a lot to say, put it that way.
But it was a chap standing under a digger that was going to pour water on his what did they call that?
It was the ice bucket challenge.
The ice bucket challenge.
Charity, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the ice bucket challenge, wasn't it? Anyway, this guy thought he'd do it with a digger handle. So the guy jumped in the digger. He's got a digger
full of water. Yeah.
And he's gone like that and just knocked the geezer out. He's just hit him smack on the top of the head.
And then poured the water on him.
While he's sparkle on the floor. Yeah. Absolutely. So, nice one. You made me chuckle. Thank you for that.
But yeah, give us a follow on Twitter. So we are @_syncbox, all one word, SYNCBOX. Give us a follow on Twitter.
Duncan, thank you so much for that.
Pleasure
to talk to you. Stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, Duncan Summers of Syncbox. Thank you. Thanks. Brilliant.
I love that story. I want one. Yeah. I want one. So as Ryan said, how do we get one? I want one.
I know somebody might be able to get you one.
What's the web address again?
The website is www.sync-box.com.
And the sync is S-Y.
And that web link is on the radio page as well, and we'll slide there as well.
Check it out.
I want one, and you want one, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could get you one for your birthday.
We'll send a couple into the show.
I need Billy Dean to put it in for me.
Oh, yeah, but he's got to get out of your wardrobe first,
hasn't he? Steve would do that. My business partner, Steve, would do that. He loves it.
Yeah. All I can say is he's not volunteering himself.
If he wants to have lunch in Whitstable. Steve, are you listening?
Yeah, Steve's listening.
Yeah, welcome.
Lunch, breakfast.
I do a little smorgasbord. Shake and nod.
It'll
be mead and leftover mead and the rest of the strawberries.
Actually, Deborah Meaghan might come put in for you. I'll ask her.
She loves installing them.
She's terrible.
Hang on, isn't she a girl?
Yeah.
She won't get past the gate.
I do have girlfriends.
I'm not saying you don't.
You're my girlfriend. We get on well. Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
He's
going to
rein us in, Annette.
Is he? He's been trying for years.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Anthony Jones of AJ Photo Info. His Twitter handle, AJ Photo Info. And he says, can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? I'm at Rochester City Market on Saturday, weather permitting. There'll be the opportunity to be creative for a very small fee. And he's got hashtag phototherapy. And he's put a couple of photographs that he's taken. He's a fabulous photographer.
He's amazing.
He's absolutely amazing. So give him a follow on the Twitter. Find out what it's all about and get along and meet him. That's AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle.
And the lovely Networkers Networking has tweeted us in. And she says, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jewel Serkin. Please remind the Business Bunker listeners that early bird tickets are now on sale for the next event on the 27th of September. And it's at the fabulous venue, Brands Hatch Place, PLCE, on the Twitter, Brands Hatch PLCE. And you can go on to Butterflies Business Events. .co.uk/NNE. And a reminder that it's the early bird ticket for 27th of September.
You have got an email about all of that, and it's got a list of the speakers as well.
Okay.
If you want to dig it out for later.
Yeah, I will.
And we've had a tweet from Maximum Media UK, Maximum_Media UK is their Twitter handle. And they say, hi, Paul, can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for Maximum Media? We're currently offering weekly professional quality videos at a low price to use via your social media channels. For more information, do DM us on Twitter, Maximum_Media UK. Thank you very much. So do check that out.
There's a charity dinner, Paul Andrews, did you know? I'm sure you do because you've probably typed this. Mm. We're holding a charity dinner. This is Terry Botfield of Marsh, in the Marsh.
Yeah.
Charity dinner to raise funds for CARM, C-A-R-M, on Friday the 14th of September. And it's at the lovely Ship Inn in Dymchurch. And he says full details are to follow, but there will be music from Two of Harps, who are absolutely gorgeous and brilliant. And also magic from famous Stuart Weller. There's a three-course meal as well, says Terry. If you'd like to attend or if you'd like to donate an auction or raffle prize, please email terry@botfield.net.
Fantastic, thank you. CALM, I think, is the Community Age Romney Marsh. It's helping isolated older people that... because the marsh is so rural, there are a lot of older people that can't get about. There's no public transport on the marsh and they can't get out to meet people. So CALM actually specialise in helping them.
Well, I was thinking about that the elderly at the moment with the heat wave, it's a little bit like when we have snow and they can't get out.
Why is she looking at me?
But also, you know, my mum, who's 87, she's very, very fit.
Actually. I'm not 87.
She's like a... My mum's like a 60-year-old. But she's been staying in this heat. So remember, if you do have a neighbour, to pop round, because they can't go out in this heat, a lot of them. It's just too hot, isn't it, Paul?
It is too hot for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not 87.
I just loll it every night, 6 o'clock, I finish work, I just go and plunge in the sea. Stay there till 10 o'clock.
When all the kids and everybody was out of the swimming pool the other evening, and all the plastic stuff and the dolphins and the sharks and the lilos and all of that was all gone. I thought, I'm going to have a little dip in the pool.
And you got your rubber
ring out. And I got in the pool. and it was so blooming. The water was just so warm. It was like having a bath. It wasn't refreshing at all.
You want to put some ice in it. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ship some in. Ship some in.
Not good.
Oh, I have got an email. Shall I read the networkers networking before
I
have...
Yeah, well, follow up on that with all the details. Yeah. That's what you need.
I think I should before I have any more mead, actually.
Yeah.
So it's set in the amazing, stunning location of Brands Hatch Place near Forkham. And it is, as I said, near Forkham.
All right. There's no need to get all aggressive about it.
On Thursday, the 27th of September, listener, hope you're concentrating, not listening to the heckling. And the theme for this event, says Butterflies Events, is old and new. So we'll be hearing from our speakers about their networking experiences. Does that mean you'll be the old?
Yep.
Probably. So Paul Andrews, Kill Surprise, is number one, the old. He's a serial entrepreneur. He also likes to eat cereal, apparently. Mm-hmm. Businessman and mentor who is passionate about SME businesses and the business community. And he will be sharing stories of his experiences whilst out networking. Also speaking will be Brian Wakefield, publisher of the GM Life magazine, as well as running one, if not the biggest networking event, breakfast meeting, the BBN. So he'll be talking about his many years of networking, how he's seen it all. He's going to be sharing with us some of his networking stories from over the years and explain why his networking group is so successful. Also speaking will be Ben Abbott. He's the owner of Maximum Media. He's the host of the Kent Business Podcast and public speaker. And Ben will be sharing his new experiences, say Butterflies Events, of networking and how he sees mindset as a vital part to ensuring a great result from your networking. It's an all-day event and you can join for as long as you want. If you can't stay all day, you can just book without lunch. And to get the early bird tickets, which are until the 26th of August, £18 instead of £20, which gives you attendance to the event with refreshment but without lunch, or 27 instead of 30 for attendance to the event with refreshments and a buffet lunch. So please go to 3Ws, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. And the Butterflies has got an FLIES, just so you know, butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
Thank you for that. We're now going to join the Channel Radio Newsroom.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.